The Poetry of Emily Dickinson, Part 3, Nature. Poem 5, The Sun's Wooing. The sun just touched the morning, happy thing, supposed that he had come to dwell, and life would be all spring. She felt herself supremer, a raised, ethereal thing. Henceforth, for her, what holiday! Meanwhile, her wheeling king trailed slow along the orchards, his haughty spangled hems, leaving a new necessity, the want of diadems. The morning fluttered, staggered, felt feebly for her crown, her unanointed forehead, henceforth her only one. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit to Go on the Web at fcit.usf.edu.